Lovely cushion header. Pajero!
Hey everyone, my name's Nish from the LSC Couch. Hope you're doing well. Still recovering from the Champions League final. I know I am. Mind, body, spirit, liver especially. What a day that was. And I hope you've all had an amazing time since. Well, we're now deep into silly season. Things are happening. It is currently, in our world, Australia world, it is the 2nd of July. So the window is officially open. And I thought, you know, there's a lot of places you can go to hear about Liverpool news. And if we're going to listen to the journalists who, I have my own theories on this, but they're saying that we're going to have a very quiet summer transfer window, despite the early sayings of John W. Henry saying we will reinforce the team. And then he changes his quotes and talks about not spending so much money. My theory around this is that he's just coming in line with what the official club stance is. To summarize my own theory around this is just along the lines of we like being quiet. We learned our lesson with Virgil van Dijk. We eventually got him and we're still going to do it again with our real top targets. Knowing that Copa America is going on, knowing that the African Cup of Nations is on, knowing that we are just like doing things quietly in the background. So anyway, on top of that, there's a lot of things that are happening in the background. And I thought instead of just doing a Liverpool-based pod, why don't we expand it a little bit so you are up to date on all the movers and shakers. I might call that the name of the pod, the Movers and Shakers pod, just so you get up to date and know who are moving around the different leagues as well, because that does affect us. We are champions of Europe. We will be facing, once again, the very best in Europe. So let me get you up to date with who has moved, how much they cost, if I get given that information. So I'm using various different sources. But let's start, though, with Liverpool, because our movers are huge. Absolutely massive. So today, we officially have let go of our man to Southampton, Danny Ings. So he is gone. He's officially signed over with Southampton. So best of luck to the guy. Always liked him. Always came across as a really, really good human being. So see you later, Danny Ings. Loved it. And I hope you have a great time at Southampton. We've also signed Sepp Vandenberg, who's a youngster. He's joined in. He's going to be in the under-23. So we'll probably see him in pre-season, but we probably won't see him throughout too much of the upcoming season unless the likes of Lovren do leave. He's the one most touted to potentially leave to Inter Milan, apparently. People are saying 25 mil, probably utter bollocks because that's what the papers are all about. When it comes to more local stuff, I mean, people are still saying maybe we're in for Bruno Fernandes. There's a few rumors about that. Unfortunately, I have zero inside info. I'll never pretend to have any inside info. So I'm going to be a bit coy with what are the rumors. I'll let other people talk about that. I'm particularly not too interested because rumors are generally extremely bullshit. They're fun. It's fun to fantasize. It's not really my game. I'm sorry. I'll be honest. Okay, so let's start with some big movers and shakers that have happened just yesterday. Lucas Hernandez has moved from Atletico Madrid to Bayern Munich for 80 million euros. Frenkie de Jong completed his move from Ajax to Barcelona for 75 million. Eden Militao moved from Porto to Real Madrid for 50. Ferland Mendy from Lyon to Real Madrid for 48. Felipe moved from Porto to Atletico Madrid for 20. So they've already made 70 million out of two people leaving them. Porto just forever got loads of money. I don't know what they do with it. They certainly don't reinvest it into big name players, but they must have a very sustainable model going on there. Real Madrid are really investing heavy. I mean, Luka Jovic and all these people joining them. Eden Hazard, of course, going over there. So they're spending huge amounts. And we already know that AC Milan have been banned from Europe. It is Europa League, so I'm sure they don't really give a shit. But they've been banned from there for failing to meet FFP. If that flows on to Manchester City, we'll see what happens there. But if it does happen, I hope it happens very, very quickly. In other news today, We had Jack Clark has joined Tottenham Hotspur for an undisclosed fee and then immediately loaned back to Leeds. Boring news of the day. Boring Tottenham of the day. Luke de Jong has joined Sevilla from PSV Eindhoven. And Pablo Sarabia has joined Paris Saint-Germain from Sevilla. Interesting. Not really. So let's move on to some other bigger names. Let's see if I can find some good ones in here. Yeah, there's some pretty dull kind of movements. It is very, very early in the movements of the I'm just going through here. Leander Dendonca has joined Wolves from Anderlecht. So where was he before? Was he actually with Anderlecht? Dendonca, I'm sure he was with another team. But yeah, so he's joined Wolves, which I think is quite interesting. Diawara has joined Roma from Napoli. Everyone would know that guy. Anwar El Ghazi, he's been around the spot, but he's joined Aston Villa from Lille. That's a bit of an interesting development there. Marco Friedl from Bayern Munich's gone to Werder Bremen. No, that's a different Fuchs. So he's joined Alaves from Sochaux. Trying to find some interesting ones. Courtney House? What? Courtney House from Wolves have gone to Aston Villa. Weird. Yeah, there's no other really big names that are moving. So I guess that goes on to the point of, you know, the whole everyone freaking out. Well, not everyone. There's a lot of people freaking out. Oh, the one piece of news. I don't know if I talked about it before already, but Chelsea have been able to sign Mateo Kovacic for $40 million from Real Madrid. Don't know if you heard about this, but their ban was starting on July 1st, and somehow they managed to just keep the registration with Chelsea, and their money parted ways. So they just completely bullshitted the system. He was already on loan, obviously, to Chelsea, and they now completed the transfer. So $40 million, I actually think is quite a steal. I like Kovacic. I think he's a really good player. Kostas Manolas has gone from Roma to Napoli. Yeah, this John Obi Mikel is still kicking about. He's gone from Middlesbrough to Trabzonspor. I don't know how old that guy is now. He probably isn't that old. Just in my head, seems old. So talking about the people making big signings, just reading through this list, no one in the Premier League especially is making big signings. Sorry to say, there's still a lot of rumours going about, but nothing's really happened. I mean, you can talk about Shea Adams joining Southampton from Birmingham City if you really want to, but no one will. Craig Dawson's gone from West Brom to Watford. Weird. There's no big names. There's a lot of speculation still. There's really no big names. So if you're out there freaking out thinking, oh my God, we're missing out on something, we really aren't. So, I mean, Everton have, you know, the beast of Everton have landed Jonas Lossell from Huddersfield. Yeah, we all knew about that one. Aaron Ramsey has gone to Juventus. We already knew about that one. Man United apparently still looking to spend $70 million on Maguire. Weird. If you remember Rabiot from PSG, I did ask on the podcast account, are you guys interested in Rabiot? And there was like actually a resounding no. People like, he's got really bad attitude problems. I think his mum was his agent. And then he fired his mum. Imagine firing your mum. What a dinner table conversation that'd be. So anyway, he's gone to Juventus on a free. There you go. So Juventus going to have a million midfielders. Maybe they're already sick of Emre Can. I don't know. He seemed pretty settled over there. If you want to talk about rumours on players, West Ham want 10 to 15 million for Chicharito, Javier Hernandez. He's been pretty shit, let's be honest. Lukaku, you know, people are saying he might be going to Inter Milan. Griezmann's €126 million move to Barcelona is what's holding up the João Felix move to Atletico Madrid, if you care about that so much as well. So there's a lot of things theoretically happening. There's very little actually happening. So if you're out there, you know, gripping your couch at every 5 seconds, you know, screaming John W. Henry's name in vain and saying, we got to make signings because we're the European champions and everyone else in your head, everybody else is making signings. You are wrong. And if you think you're right, just take a look at who other people have actually signed, and it's pretty limited. And we are not in the game of signing dross, that's for sure. What we do have is a fantastic academy of players, which I'm sure we're looking at and going, maybe they can do something. I don't think there's going to be a huge amount that will be able to impact this year. If we're rattling off some names, the likes of Curtis Jones, Rhian Brewster, Adam Lewis, these guys, Liam Miller, maybe Gerard's cousin. I'm just going to keep calling him Gerard's cousin until he makes a name for himself. These people may be able to do something. I don't think they're quite up to the quality as much as I'd love it to. If you're thinking of Harry Wilson, no, I don't think he has a hope in hell of actually breaking through the Mane and Salah drought or becoming an attacking midfielder when we have the likes of Naby Keita and Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. I don't know. There's rumors, obviously, about Nicolas Pepe. I've wanted him since March, I think I put out that tweet. When I found out who he was, and I was like, damn, this guy could be actually a very good person to try and push Salah and Mane, because that's what we need, people who are going to push our first team, and hopefully, if they're that good, push Salah and Mane onto the bench. That's what we should be doing. We should be targeting players who can push our current best 11 onto the bench, because what does that mean? It means our best 11 is getting better. So imagine but getting someone so good, Ousmane Dembele or something like that, someone so good where either we don't feel that big a drop-off when Salah and Mane come off, or they push them so hard and perform so well and score that many goals that they overtake them and they start being the starters. We should turn into that team where our players start getting pissed off because they know they are absolute world-class and they can't even get on the field because our team is that strong. That's what I want. What do I actually want? I really, 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 really want another right back because we have a very, when Trent gets injured, who goes right back? I don't like Gomez at right back. I think he tries to be Trent and he's just not as good. He is better as a defensive defender rather than an attacking defender. And last time he did go as an attacking defender, he broke his leg. So how about we keep him at center back? We keep him playing for the next 10 years. That would be wonderful. If we did get another center back, then that center back will have to compete heavily with Matip, who was brilliant in the Champions League run and final last few games. So he will be pushing Gomez, another center back, to cover Virgil van Dijk. Because one day, that absolute human beast, human, robot, human, something, cyborg, man, behemoth, demigod, might actually get injured or need a break. So we need cover for him. And Robbo, we can always have Milner on the left or right, but he's aging as well. And I think that's quite a big drop off. Adam Lewis could do that job as well. So we don't know if he's going to blood in Adam Lewis into left back. We'll see. Midfields. Now, I've seen a lot of people talking about 4-2-3-1. I don't like it. I'm sorry. I don't like it primarily because our midfield is so damn strong. Because when you start going to a 2 midfield, you start thinking, all right, well, Fabinho is a starter. Great. But we're doing 4-2-3-1, which is 2 holding midfielders. That means we have Gini, Hendo, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, Naby Keita, James Milner. If you want to think about Adam Lallana, throw him in there too. Maybe Curtis Jones from the academy. We've got all these midfielders that aren't playing any of those spots because you can only pick one more. If Fabinho is a certain starter, which he should be, and Hendo really should be a certain starter as well, that means we're still leaving off Gini, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Naby Keita, so many players. I just don't think our system would, this point in time, go well in that formation. The only other alternative is that you play Hendo and Fab together in a holding pair or something like that. And then we have, instead of Firmino up front, Firmino in the number 10 role, then we have Oxlade-Chamberlain there and we mix around who's going to go in that other area. So imagine we had Mane on the left, Salah as striker, and on the right is a new Nicolas Pepe or someone like that. I just don't see it working. I'm sorry. I would rather we stick with our 4-3-3 that works so damn well and we just rotate players. Just because we buy a new player does not mean they're going to be starting every single game. So we stick with what we have done so damn well. We don't change everything around now, and we go for that. So I guess my question to you guys would be is, who do you want? I'm more thinking of defense, because I think that's where we get most rattled if someone gets injured. And an attack, maybe one attacker. I don't think we need to do much, if anything, to the midfield. One player in the midfield would be wonderful. It's not necessary. If we do, maybe a holding midfielder. We already know Marco Grujic has gone back to Berlin. I'm so happy about that, because I don't think he'll be able to break past Hendo, Gini, even Milner right now in effectiveness in our midfield. It'll be a nice experiment. I just don't think it's worthwhile. Any other rumors, let me know. Be interesting to see what happens over the coming days. Well, keep this relatively short and sweet. Hope you've enjoyed it, keeping up in touch with the movers and shakers in the transfer world. So let's see what happens. It's coming soon to preseason. Let's hope all our players get through the off-season uninjured, which means Naby Keita. He may not be playing. We're probably not going to see him for a few weeks. And with Salah and Mane in AFCON and Alisson and Firmino out, we may not see a lot of very big players early in the season. So wish us luck. Let's see if we do something, and let's have an amazing preseason. Anyway, I'll speak to you very soon when some more news comes out. I might do this every week or so. So there's some really big moves, hopefully in our direction. All right, speak again. Bye-bye.